Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Do you need heavy equipment or farm equipment? Look no further than Southern Equipment and Parts in Laurel. We have a wide selection of new and used equipment from many top brands. We also offer parts, service, and rentals. Whether you're a contractor, farmer, or just need help around the house, we have what you need. Southern Equipment is your one-stop shop for all farm and heavy equipment. Visit us at 5237 Highway 84 West and southernequipparts.com or call 601-651-4555.
Four free record on my count. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us, Bob and Kelly. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hot, humid Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place to take your family for dinner tonight. A great place to cater your next event. The food's always fresh, delicious, and they do a great job with catering. So if you've got something special, you might want to give Dickey's a call. Slade White, owner of 4th Street Bar and Grill, going to join us shortly to talk about the biggest collection of Southern Miss memorabilia on the planet. He owns it. Also, some changes on the women's basketball staff, and head coach Joy Lee McNellis will be talking to us about that later in the show. First, some breaking news to get to. This story just comes out today. Gabe Broadus, who started 46 games at third base for the Golden Eagles, and I thought did an outstanding job, a transfer from Pearl River Community College, no longer on the baseball team, and according to our sources, and that primarily came from Sam Schuyler to Hattiesburg American, we should point that out. He's just stepping away from baseball. And you know, Kelly, I interviewed him earlier this year, and I don't know. I just walked away kind of thinking that this may be his last year just from some of the things that he said. And I thought the kid did a wonderful job. I thought he got better as the year went along. And I thought by the end of the year, he was a force to be reckoned with. But he's gone. And that will leave. We had three other players play third base this year. Eli Collins, who's transferred to William Carey, by the way. I don't know if we've even reported that. But Eli Collins has transferred to William Carey's baseball team. Still had Nick Monastir and Seth Smith, and you still had the young man from Birmingham that you and I thought was going to be the third baseman. So, you know, plenty of – boy, I tell you what, the depth on this team is just unbelievable.
You're talking about Gillespie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and Broadus is a great player, but, man, you got three that could step in that role.
It's a tough decision to make, but I totally get it. I mean, you're 24-7 either a student – Or you're at practice, you're in the weight room, you don't have any free time practically to do anything, and you get to a point in your life from a maturity standpoint, you think, well, am I going to be able to play, you know, beyond college? You know, that if so, it might be a different situation. And I'm not necessarily saying that this is Gabe's thought process, but it would make sense that you just go, you know, it's at some point it's going to end anyway, and I want to focus on getting on with my life. Either way, it's a tough decision to make, but we certainly are indebted to Gabe Broadus.
No question.
Nothing but the best.
Meanwhile, we're going to get to some other stuff here, too, but Slade Wilkes continues to grab the honors, named a first-team All-Academic All-American, and this is the second year in a row he's done that. The last to do that was Nick Sandlin. That's pretty good company. Can you put into words what a good year Slade Wilkes had? I mean, my heavens.
Well, academically too, I could make a joke here and say, you know, how many people from Bunker Hill have made the
No, I'd be careful.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
You about Slade Wilkes.
No, I'm kidding.
No, he's a great kid. Hey, how about this? Wilkes was a 336 on the season, 20 doubles, a triple, 14 home runs, 69 RBIs, finished his career with a 36 game hitting streak. That's pretty tough to do, isn't it, Kelly?
Some of the quickest hands, even when he signed with Southern Miss, we were saying he's, you know, that's the key to power hitting is those quick hands, and he certainly had them. And who knows whether his playing days are over yet. We'll know in a couple weeks.
No, that's right.
When the Major League Draft is conducted.
All right, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little bit about football, and let's talk about transfer portal, which is a favorite topic of ours. Some people say we talk about it too much. I don't see how you can. It's the gigantic blue elephant sitting in the room. What you got, Kelly?
Well, 24/7 Sports, Bob, a sports syndicated column, came out today with they compared all of the Division I schools and how they think that they have done in the football transfer portal. And they rated these teams. The criteria was, number one, how many commits did you actually have? You got higher points if you had, you had a better rating if you have fewer commits, which would lead people to believe that the fewer commits, meaning you're pretty happy, you know, with what you have on board. The second rating criteria was, where did these transfers come from? Did they come from conferences that would be considered, you know, higher up? You know, did they come from a Power Five conference, or did they come from smaller conferences that were underneath you? And then the third criteria was, what positions did they play? Just like NIL deals are based on the importance of positions. Okay, well, so it was a very complicated matrix that they came up with. But when they broke down the Sun Belt Conference, all right, here's what they came up with. The number one team in the transfer portal this year, success-wise, according to 24/7 Sports, is Texas State. And Texas State, 30 commits. 30. Mm. You know, that's about a third of the team. All right, our commits. And this is from a team that was already projected to do very well, have a solid quarterback. So where did Texas State rank nationally? 58th out of all the teams that play Division I football. Second in success in the transfer portal, according to 24/7 Sports, and this might raise some eyebrows, Bob, Marshall, the Thundering Herd, they say, has done second best under Coach Charles Huff. They had 31 commits coming into Marshall this year, which some could say is a panic button, right? That they're pushing a panic button when they're signing that many people. But they were ranked 61st in the country. Then, guess who? Southern Miss. Southern Miss ranked third, according to 24/7. Now, when you compare the 30 that Texas State committed and 31 that Marshall committed, Southern Miss just 17. And about a third of those commits come from one school, an SEC school, Mississippi State.
Really?
Five of them, including.
So they're wanting to get off the farm.
Either that, or maybe they thought that the Starkville boat is taking on water and they don't know how to swim.
You know what I think it is? They wanted to move somewhere where they have highways and traffic lights and restaurants and stuff like that, Kelly. What do you think? Could that be the reason?
We'll give you Bob Getty's mailing address later on. But some of those names, Will James, the safety out of Theodore, Alabama, he's already in the fold at Southern Miss. Avery Sledge is a late commit. He's coming from Mississippi State, from Brooklyn, where he played at Forest County AHS. Larry Simmons coming from Ole Miss. There's another SEC transfer, wide receiver from Moss Point. We mentioned Dennis Jackson out of Summerall High School. He's coming from Missouri, another SEC school. Then a couple of late commits include the offensive tackle Joe Cryer. Now, a lot of people may have not heard of Joe Cryer. Coming from LSU, another SEC school that you've heard of. They've done okay over the years.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, he's out of Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Every few years.
And Dante Lucas, who played for South Al, coming to Southern Miss, another offensive tackle out of Miami, Florida. But when you look at a lot of the guys that have committed to Southern Miss or are already enrolled, I mean, here are some of the schools. Moss Point, Forest County AHS, Poplarville, Summerall. I mean, a lot of...
They're coming home, man.
A lot of local flavor. As we mentioned, five Mississippi State Bulldogs, one Ole Miss Rebel, one LSU Tiger. You got Braxton Myers, who's a safety from Coppell, Texas. He came from Purdue out of the Big Ten. So Southern Miss got a lot of transfer portal points because a lot of those guys came from SEC schools. Trey Pinckney, the linebacker from Coastal Carolina, is coming over to Southern Miss. We mentioned Dante Lucas from South Al. All right, so Southern Miss ranked third. Then comes James Madison. Appalachian State was ranked fifth. Coastal Carolina sixth. Arkansas State, 7th. And at the bottom of the heap, according to 24/7 Sports, success in the transfer portal, the team that had the worst year in the transfer portal, according to 24/7, South Al, at 122 in the nation. Louisiana Monroe was 8 spots better than Georgia Southern. Louisiana did not do well, nor did Troy, according to 24/7. Old Dominion and Georgia State were in the middle of the pack. But again, the top three, according to 24/7 Sports, in the transfer portal, Texas State, Marshall, and Southern Miss.
I would contend that Will Hall and his staff have done as good a job as any group of five school in the country in the transfer portal. You think about some of the kids that they've brought in here through the transfer portal. I think they've done an outstanding job there.
Well, when you look at the schools that these guys have come from,
yeah,
those are, I mean, Big Ten, SEC, yeah. And you got a youngster from Miami that has come in here, had some choices.
Yeah.
I mean, all of those, Missouri, another SEC school, which, you know, whether they should be in the SEC might be another discussion.
Correct.
But again, according to 24/7, Southern Miss has had a great year in the transfer portal.
Good.
We just hope it'll transfer to wins on the field.
Win, 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 win. We want to win games. And I know that everybody associated with the football program feels exactly the same way. We're going to have a little fun next. We'll talk about the biggest collection of Southern Miss memorabilia anywhere. Where did it come from? How was it created? What do you do with it? We'll find out from Slade White next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program. Kathleen, the best down on Hardy Street. Great selection of summer apparel. That's where Kelly gets them salmon shorts. Did you get those at first?
Not even Miss Kathleen would take ownership of those.
Oh, no, you get. I'm sorry. I confuse that with the Salvation Army where you do most of your clothes.
Disabled veterans, Bob.
Yeah, disabled veterans.
Yes.
You're taking clothes from disabled veterans?
No, the store. I mean, okay. I buy them, but that's.
Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. It's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or you can tell Alexa to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. A lot of you did in June, and we're really grateful to you for that. All right, let's get to the next segment. This guy's a great sponsor, great friend of all of ours. He is the owner of 4th Street Bar and Grill, Slade White. Before we get started, Slade, you know, I can see the similarities. Do you often get confused in public with Slade Wilkes? Do they mix you two guys up?
Well, I heard you guys talking before I came on the air, and I thought you were talking about me when you talked about how quick the hands were, and I was like, yep, that's me, and then... Then I heard you talk about hitting and stuff. I was like, oh, they're talking about the other Slade.
So, oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was their physiques. Or
well, they're very similar. Yeah. Physiques are very similar.
Yeah. We're just alike. When we were in Montgomery, several people came up to me trying to talk to me. He's like, hey, Slade. I was like, turn around. They say on my gray hair. I'm like, no, wrong one.
Yeah, well, you know, I challenged him to an arm wrestling contest in front of the team at Montgomery, and he didn't want nothing to do with that. So
he don't want none of you.
No, I can understand. But
why did he mention the two words elder abuse?
right. He was scared to break the brittle bones.
That's right.
Which he could have pretty easily. All right, Slade, I think, now you obviously you own 4th Street Bar Grill.
Which I just had lunch there today, the hamburger steak special.
Did you pay?
Of course I paid.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
It wasn't my money, but I did pay.
So, Slade, I think undoubtedly you have the biggest collection of Southern Miss memorabilia in the country. Have you ever put a number to how many pieces you actually have?
You know, Bob, I haven't. You know, coming here every day of my life, I don't say you get used to it, but when people come in and just kind of look around and stuff, I love to walk around with them and just show them the different pieces. And, you know, hey, that one's cool, that one's so-and-so, you know. So I kind of, you know, it becomes this part of my life every single day. But when other people came in, like McCaleb, the kicker from Southern Miss, from 03-06, McCaleb, he came in Sunday, and it was his first time here, and he in turn wants to put a jersey on the wall now. And I think y'all can check me on this, but he might be the all-time leading scorer for Southern Miss, maybe.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, a place kicker from, I think, 03 to 06. But anyway, that may not be true at all, but he was in here, and he hadn't been in here since probably the end zone days. So that's what I enjoy, when people come in that haven't been here and able to walk around just kind of look.
Would you be willing to hang that striped suit that Sander got from the Lamar County Jail last year?
I don't know that I have that much wall space.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Oh, wow. Wow, I just go to his place to have lunch, and he's got jokes.
I think he was setting me up, Kelly. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. The truth hurts.
All right, where did it all come from? So, like, what is the origin of all of it? Because it truly is amazing.
Well, so a lot of it, you know, when the end zone moved downtown, we came in here, and that was in 2017. And Mike and Gail Walker, who are great friends of ours, and when they moved, they took just a bunch of special pieces that, you know, that meant something to them. But in turn, they took a lot of it and said, "Hey, we can't display this. There's just too much of it." So I got a lot of the pictures and stuff from them. Now, a lot of the newer stuff, like just different people will come in, and like McCaleb, you know, like Marshant Kenny. You know, I got to know him several years ago when he's like, "Hey, man," or "Hey, bro," you know, Marshant. "Hey, bro, I need a jersey in there." But so stuff like that, it comes from things like that. The 25th jersey, framed jersey on the wall, Coach Ladner gave me. And then he gave me we fed his team one day, and they showed up with a signed poster from the Sun Belt, the team that won the Sun Belt Conference a couple of years ago. So it comes from different places.
Now, I know, Slade, at one time when the Eagles were in Conference USA, you had every helmet, you know, North Texas, all of them up there, all the Conference. So what happens now that the Eagles are not in Conference USA? What do you do then with things that essentially now have become obsolete?
Well, I mean, it's still part of the decor, and a lot of people don't even notice that, Kelly, but, you know, there's even a couple of SEC teams and stuff, but, you know, I'm looking at Rice and Houston and La Tech and Marshall. I mean, all those I'm staring at right now, and those are on top of my AC unit, so I encourage people when you come in to make sure you take in the full room. But, you know, Kelly, I mean, unless somebody just comes in and says, "Hey, that's worth more to me than you," then I might would sell some stuff off. But in the meantime, it's just, I don't know that I'll get all the helmets, because all these were game used.
Right.
You know, these weren't bought.
Right.
The one
comment when college kids are in there, Bob, when I'm in there, the one comment they make.
Get away.
No.
Get away from me.
No, these are.
Okay.
Those are the girls.
Right.
Right. The sorority girls.
Needless to say.
But just in general, they'll look at the 87 NIT championship poster. Do you know where I'm going with this, Slade? They always say, "Look at how short those basketball shorts are."
That, in my view, Slade, is your prime, your
possession?
Prime document. I mean, for lack of a better term, to me, that's the number one thing hanging. Did that come from the end zone as well?
That one did, and that one actually means something to me, just because that's the days I remember when I was coming over to see my father, who ran the Ford place in Collins, now passed away several years ago. But I remember those days, Bob, and the greenhouse was rocking. And so I was growing up during those times, and it was just amazing, you know. So something like that puts, you know, kind of tugs at my heartstrings, because I remember with my father.
Yeah, for sure.
That one means something to me as well. So.
Well, for sure. And I know you got something with the perfect 10. And every time I see, you know, memorabilia from Reggie Collier, I think about those incredible years. And What a great, great, great athlete he was. But I'm going to tell you now, one of my favorite guys down there, what I think one of my favorite Southern Miss guys I've ever met is Brian Dozier, just the kindest guy on the planet. And you've got his jersey. How did that come about?
So Brian and I met many years ago. We on Sideline Sports Cafe, too, and right. We do a big Mardi Gras parade. But Brian, you know, he ran in the same circle that a bunch of my Oak Grove friends did.
Mm-hmm.
So I met him, you know, back at Southern Miss. Never was the best of friends with him, but just as he, you know, the more ball games, he would come out, hang out in the roost with us and all that. So I got to know him fairly well. And this one actually came from when he would come to my Mardi Gras parades, and he missed a year. And after we're known as having the big after party out at Sidelines for that particular day anyway. And so he missed a year, and then one of my friends reached out to him and said, "Hey, did you have that jersey?" He said, "Well, I'll be home from camp." And he actually texted me and said, "Hey, man, I'm home for a few days from camp. Come meet me." So I met him out there in Canebrake. He was fixing to play around the golf. So that one, he signed to me right there on the spot. I got it framed and all. But you were completely right, Bob, that dude is so nice.
Oh, man.
Just pleasant to deal with all the time.
Oh,
humble,
no.
You know, like he's what an athlete should be, in my opinion.
Well, and here's a guy that's a World Series champion, a Major League All-Star, at one time held the American League record for the most home runs by a second baseman. I mean,
right. We're
talking about a big-time star athlete. And if you ran into him today, Slade, and you didn't know who he was, he'd never tell you about all that, would he? He'd just talk to you like he was just the average guy at the grocery store.
Not at all. He would love to talk to you about baseball, football, whatever. I mean, Southern Miss, you know, he still bleeds that black and gold like nobody's business. So if you bring up this team, he's not going to come out and say, "I played on this team." You're going to have to get it out of him. So
he
really eats that humble pie better than anybody.
The only thing missing from his Major League resume is he never got to play for the Tigers. That would have,
and I'm sure that broke his heart.
Hey,
aren't you, Slade? I'm sure he lays in bed and cries about that.
There might be a space for that jersey in the attic somewhere if he did, but we would hang it.
Yeah. Hey. All right. Now you mentioned we're about to run out of time. You mentioned Marchant Kenny, much like Slade Wilkes. You let Marchant know I'm looking for him, and when I run into him, it's not going to be pretty. So he may not want to come to Hattiesburg anytime soon.
Hey, he'll be knocking on my door in a couple of months. He don't visit too much during the summer, but he stays with me here and there when they come to town.
Another great guy. Another wonderful guy.
Yeah, and he stays running those roads too. So.
Slade, other than Bob Getty, our own beloved Bob Getty, does anybody else drink Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We
Thank
have to keep
you.
That on hand. Oh,
Thank
yeah.
you. It's the best beer in the world, Slade.
Hey, I'm with you on it, Bob. I'll drink it too.
Give me a 4th Street Bar and Grill shrimp poor boy and two tall Pabst Blue Ribbons. I'm a happy cat.
There you go. Let's handle that soon.
And you might or might not get to the sandwich.
I might not. Slade, thank you, buddy. We appreciate all you do with
thank
us.
Thank y'all
man.
So much. To the top.
All right. Slade White, everybody. 4th Street Bar and Grill.
I'm shocked that there are other people that drink PBR.
It's good stuff, man. You gotta come on up with this.
Apparently, I'm missing out.
Movers and shakers in the world, bro. In the ATL, you and the boys don't drink, you and the rappers, y'all don't drink PBR?
Oh, no.
Malt liquor. Oh, I got you. Okay.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, fun conversation with Slade White about all that Southern Miss memorabilia on the walls down there at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And ironically, that's who sponsors this segment of the show. Kelly just had lunch there, so you know it's good. Kelly and I enjoy good food, and we've never found anything but that at 4th Street Bar and Grill right there in the shadow of the rock. All right, one of our favorite people on the phone with us, head basketball coach Joy Lee McNellis, rejoins the Eagle Hour. How many times have you been on this show, Coach?
I don't know. You've been kind enough to have me on a couple of times, that's for sure.
You always answer the phone, and I'm grateful to you for that. I'm always grateful.
I appreciate that.
All right. So Barbara Ferris has been elevated as assistant head coach. I actually met this lady earlier this past year during one of your games. Really high class lady. I was very, very impressed with her. A 10-year veteran of the WNBA, experienced at both the college and professional levels. I get the impression you're really happy to have her on your staff. What made you promote her?
I'm very happy to have her on our staff. She brings so much that we just didn't have. She's just a big piece of our puzzle. And, you know, she's really sharp. She understands the game. You know, she works with our post players in skill development. And, you know, Barbara's just a person that she really cares about the players, but she's very direct, meaning if you're not working hard, she's going to tell you that. Let's go get it going. And if they don't, she sends them to the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are things that she will celebrate with you, but she is definitely a strong disciplinarian. She was over our academics this past year, and in the spring, our GPA was 3.4. That's amazing because we missed a lot of class starting in the spring with conference play. But she runs the study halls when we're on the road, and she does a tremendous job of working with the academic center and our players and helping them understand what they've got, who they are, where they are, to help them get through to graduate.
Right. I saw a picture of her in the news release, and it just happened to be a picture of her talking to your young player, Morgan Sieper, and
yeah.
They were just looking eye to eye, and she had this big smile on her face. And I thought to myself, when I saw the picture, you could just kind of see the love that lady had for Morgan Sieper, one of her players in that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how she comes across with your kids?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. You know, she has a way with our players that really and truly, it's just different. She just brings that more and more to our team, and every day we learn something from her in staff meetings. And I'm being honest with you, we were very, very lucky to be able to keep her this year because I'm sure opportunities had come and those things, and I'm just like, you know, I can't lose her.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it gives us an opportunity to really build something with stability. And having she and Jessica both back in year two has been really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. Also, there's an assistant coach and director of player development announced, a guy that you know a little bit about. His name is Connor McNellis.
Yes, sir. He's a busy fellow, let me tell you that, because we cut so many hours out of our regular, which we only get 4 hours anyway, of conditioning skip for it. So we've cut back enough time in our week so he can do individual skill development with them and be within our hours, be within the rules. And that's been really good. He's, like you said tonight, he's got Mahogany Williams and Dom Davis tonight, and then he's got one of our players that's here that hasn't left yet. And so that was the deal there. So he says, Mama, I'll be gone, blah, 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 blah. I'll be here at the gym. And so that's exactly what he's done. And he loves it.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. And there's segments of practice that he runs, which we do that with all of our staff, where they all have segments to run. And he does a great job. His passion is no doubt trying to help players get better.
Right. Well, I said this to him when he was on the show last year, and I know you're not going to say this, but I'll say this. All you need to know about Connor McNellis is he gave up a Division I coaching job to come home and be with his family in a time of need. That says everything you need to know about him right there, Coach McNellis.
It does. And I'll go ahead and say this. They put him on a full-time position, but I have to raise $20,000 for his salary. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the process. We started working on it the 1st of June. So we still have to raise $15,000. That's where I'm at now
mm-hmm.
to be able to have him a salary. So,
yeah.
You know, that's part of it. And but it's so I'm so grateful.
Right. I can understand.
That he's here. It's been amazing.
Right. We need some of that SEC money, Coach McDowell. I mean, you could have just thrown $20,000 at him if he was.
That's
SEC
right.
Money. Yeah, there's not many assistant coaches that can go up to the head coach and say, "Hey, mama."
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true. I thought about that, Kelly, but that's the truth.
Yeah, but you call any woman anymore, mama, you're looking for trouble. Lots of times. But I want to go back to Coach Ferris's situation in the sense that obviously any coach at your level has respect, but the fact that she played a number of years in the WNBA, is there any way to describe how much additional legitimacy that brings to the players who study under her?
Well, and I will tell you this, it definitely helps in recruiting because we talk all the time about our staff, but we talk about Barbara in being in the WNBA as a player. Then she coached in the WNBA with Bill Laimbeer, and she won a WNBA championship as a player. And then she played at Tulane, set records there at Tulane, and high school. So in high school, she has coached and won 10 state championships while she was in high school. And so everywhere she has been a part of winning. And, you know, in trying to promote her, if you understand who she is and what she stands for, it's just pretty interesting. And I mean, she just wants what's best, but we're not going to take a shortcut in getting there.
But also her being from Louisiana, she certainly literally and figuratively knows the lay of the land, not only in South Mississippi,
right,
but in this league.
Correct. She does know it. And, you know, I just think that Barbara's knowledge continues to help us get better because they did when she was a player, things they do when she was a coach. You know, and like she explained to our players, we had a meeting last week with them, and she explained to them, do you know in the eighth grade, that's when I started playing basketball, and I was horrible. I didn't even get picked on the team. And then I did not make the team until I was a 10th grader. And she said, I was not very good. And she said, I told my daddy that I did not want to not play anymore. And he says, well, we're going to get you extra training, extra work in, and you're going to be okay because you'll get scholarships. And sure enough, the improvement that she made during that time, 10th grade through her senior year in high school, was amazing. And, of course, being from the West Bank in New Orleans, you know, she said she wanted to go to Tulane or somewhere very close. So the other option would have been UNO or Nichols. But she felt education-wise that Tulane was the right choice. But she's a great addition to our team.
And that's where she went to college, Tulane?
Tulane, yes, sir.
So she's smart, too.
We realize that
she's obviously smart. And 10 years in the WNBA. We're going to try to get her on the show next week. Coach said she'd try to help us do that. Great to talk to her about the WNBA. Before I let you go, was only a minute.
You might want to ask her too, Bob, about how it was to coach for Bill Laimbeer, one of the bad boys for the Detroit Pistons.
Oh yeah, you're not kidding. Pretty historic name right there. About 45 seconds left, Coach. Your quick thoughts about what Caitlin Clark has brought to the WNBA and the enormous crowds that these games are drawing when this young woman is playing basketball.
You know, I'll tell you, Caitlin has changed the game. You know, the average person that watched the NBA, if it was just on, they didn't have anything else to watch, they're all now attracted to TV, to the WNBA.
Right.
You know, and it's amazing because Caitlin Clark did that.
Right.
Some people don't want to admit it, but that's crazy. Caitlin Clark has impacted the game just because of her success.
No question.
And, you know, I think that's really, really important because now little girls are really hungry to play on TV because they're going to be here.
Right. No question. Hey, Coach, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Glad to hear you're doing so well, and we always look forward to having you on the Eagle Hour.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Coach Joy Lee McDowell, everybody. Sounds like a heck of a hire to me. Good promotion.
Yeah, and you know, just before we go into break, ESPN never used to flash scores from the WNBA. Now they flash
them
every night.
That's all Caitlin Clark, whether you like her or not.
I agree.
Yeah. Iowa player, so I know you like her. We'll be right back. You're a big fan of the Hawkeyes, aren't you?
Boo. Iowa State all the way.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, I want to thank Joy Lee McDowell for joining us along with our good buddy Slade White. Glad to hear that Coach McDowell is doing so. She sounds good too, don't you, Kelly?
She does indeed. And man, you talk about a full plate. And she hasn't let anything slow her down.
She never checked up.
No.
She did not check up through chemotherapy and all the types of cancer, horror, nightmare that she went through. She never backed up an inch.
And there might have been a day or two where she didn't actually practice the team, but she was there.
Oh,
she was supervising everything.
She's an inspiration to everybody that's faced with challenges.
Yeah.
There's no question. And I'm glad to see that her son got on the staff. I wasn't just saying that, but anybody that, Kelly, you know, getting a Division I coaching job is not an easy task. And anybody that hands that back to him, gives it up because I need to go help with my family. Pretty good person.
Yeah, and Connor prepped at Oak Grove High School right up the road here, where his dad's a counselor, was at Oak Grove High School, and then Connor got on, you know, made his way up to the Arkansas State staff, and then when, you know, Joy's parents were struggling with their health and so on, Connor just said, doesn't matter.
Right, no, he did.
I'm headed home. So
worked at a local sporting goods store. And then coach basketball and helped his mama at night in the afternoon.
Whatever he needed to do.
Yeah,
well, you know,
there's no question.
Because of the holiday this week, though, Bob, we kind of our schedule on the show. I know tomorrow we're going to be at Ramey's Motors and Power Sports. We're going to be talking.
You and Will the Thrill Tony's joining you tomorrow.
Man, is there a state law about how much excitement there can be on one set?
I don't know, but I want you to guard that snack bar. Okay, we don't want to go down there and wear our welcome out.
So you're saying Will the Thrill has a taste for
it? Could be. And I guess you'll be great. You guys will be interviewing the greatest baseball player in Purvis history.
Dakota Baker, the one and only. Travis Higa, the director of the Pride of Mississippi, will be joining us talking about the Drum and Bugle Corps competition that they host at the stadium at M.M. Roberts every year. That thing, Bob, gets to be bigger and bigger.
That's a cool thing, too.
It really is. I remember last year, and it's always staged, you know, in late July, I was in Midtown at Fuzzy's, one of our sponsors, and several people, you know, were there, and I said, wow, this is a great crowd. And they said, yeah, we're all eating and then headed over to the stadium to watch the Drum and Bugle Corps competition. So Travis Higa will be joining us tomorrow. And also Ben Milam will be joining us.
Well,
we're
going to
have an installment of Buy and Sell. We're going to take a look at all of the Sun Belt football teams. Would you buy this team or would you sell them based on preseason projections? That's tomorrow. And then the 4th of July, a best of show?
4th of July, we'll have a best of show. The Friday after the 4th of July, and I recorded that show this morning. I sat down for an hour with Chuck Abity. He was the longtime sports editor of the Hattiesburg American, a former two-sport athlete at Southern Miss. I really didn't realize that until today. And a baseball teammate of Ray Guy. And, man, they became good friends, and he had some great stories about Ray Guy that we're going to share with you guys Friday. And what an incredible athlete he really was. And who was the greatest of all time? You'll hear that argument. It was Ray Guy and one other person. And he says that it, through the years, has created quite the argument of who the greatest athlete of all time was.
At Southern Miss?
Mm-hmm.
Bubba Phillips would have to be up there.
Could be.
That would be my guess. Again, full disclosure, I don't know what Chuck said.
Right.
So
that may be right, but it's very interesting and kind of poignant about Ray Guy. He talked a little bit about Ray at the end of his life and how they would visit and talk, and Ray Guy is just such an iconic figure of all time.
You know, we were talking to Slade White in that segment, and there was one time when I was at 4th Street. I've been known to hoist a few, you know, at 4th Street every now and again. And I was sitting next to Spoon. Clarence Weatherspoon was sitting next to me. So between he and I, we had the entire counter.
He took up most of it.
Yeah, but for much, much different reasons. So some college kids were over, and they had looked at some of the basketball pictures, you know, and I mentioned something. I said, so what'd you think of those pictures? And they're, oh, man, that was, you know, my grandparents told me that was really really a cool time to be here. And of course, Spoon was sitting there the whole time, and I said, you know that guy sitting there at the bar? No, but with the size of him, I think we probably should know who he is. Yeah. I said, yeah, you probably.
He's a big guy.
Yeah, but he didn't, you know, Spoon was going, man, don't say anything.
He's a humble, guy. Be honest with me about something. You've never drank a cold Pabst Blue Ribbon beer?
I don't think I have. I really don't think I. Now, maybe growing up in Iowa, maybe I did.
Is there a reason you deprive yourself of wonderful treats in life?
Well, apparently I have been cheating myself. So next thing, my punch list.
The next time you're down there, or maybe me and you'll go down there, and I'll buy you a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Well, I don't care what it tastes like now. The fact that you'd be buying me anything.
I know. That was kind of a slip of the tongue there. I really didn't mean to say that.
But I will try it. I'll give it a shot.
Give it a shot, man.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, now, by the way, real quickly, Friday, and we love the Fan Friday. This Friday with the holidays, we will not be able to do that, but we'll pick right back up with that next week.
Sounds good.
We don't want to stop that.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly and Will the Thrill, Tony and Michael Mergens. My God, what a trio. Handling the Eagle Hour tomorrow from Ramey Motors in Purvis. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.